Okay, I have one injury to report on. James Starks has a knee sprain, and we'll probably have more information in the morning after we do further tests. With that, I'll take your questions.
Is Greg Jennings okay too?
Greg, yeah, I think Greg's going to be fine. I think he had a shin bruise or something they were looking at. He was going in and out, but I haven't got a full report on Greg. I'm sure the training staff is looking at him as we speak, and I'll have more information for tomorrow.
Your thoughts on the game, Mike?
Thoughts on the game. Good win, tough win. You take your head off to Tampa Bay. I thought they challenged us. We felt from an offensive standpoint, they play a lot of man-to-man and a lot of green grass out there, and we played the game accordingly. So I thought our point production was a positive. But, we had the ball on the ground too much. Pass protection was fuzzy sometimes. So it wasn't the cleanest game that we played on offense. Defense gave up too much production. Tackling wasn't there. Had too many missed tackles. Special teams was up and down. We did some good things in return game, but we had two penalties. Obviously had the situation with the offsides that we covered, but the fumbled snap on the punt that ended up being a big play for us, but we had the ball on the ground. Really, my disappointment, and especially this time of year, is it was in the fundamentals. So it'll be good. We got some energy to work with, but all the positives equate to a win. We're 10-0. We got a big one coming up Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and the coaching staff's already pretty much has their plan done. We'll continue working today and tomorrow, bring the players in at noon, and we're really looking forward to this division game in Detroit.
How do you think James played both running and pitching the ball?
James Starks?
Yeah.
James is having a nice game with his opportunities. I would have liked to give him some more opportunities. We had some things in running past at the line, and they were challenging in the box and played us very aggressive on the perimeter. So, there are some opportunities that he would normally have that he did not have. So, James having a good year, and I thought he was playing well up to the injury.
What about Jordy Nelson, just kind of the zone, especially that Aaron and him?
Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers are really in a groove right now. I really feel that way about Aaron with all the receivers. I think that's why that group is so special, because he can take turns each week, regardless who has the opportunities. But Jordy's just doing a great job. He's so consistent, fundamentally strong, wins his one-on-ones, stacking his routes, big play there on the last third down. So I say it all the time about Jordy. I wish I could be more complimentary. He is so consistent, and he's the same guy every day. And that's huge on a lot of different fronts, whether you're working with him, throwing the football to him, and coaching him. So Jordy had an excellent day today.
You talk about the way your offense, outside of the turnover, kind of put them away. You guys haven't had to have many clutch drives this year, but then after they got within two, you had the clutch drive to make it 2019, then another one to put it away.
I think it was great for us. Adversity is awesome. I mean, we're getting ready to play, a big game on national TV, Thanksgiving, and adversity are healthy situations to learn from, especially when you overcome it. We had some tough adversity games early in the year. We haven't been challenged as much in the fourth quarter, so I think this is something we could benefit from. There'll be some guys with the little not feeling very good about the way they played, but it'll be a good energy source to draw on a short week.
Mike, can you talk about the kill shot and the touchdown to Nelson late there?
Well, third down, it was really a reflection of how they were playing us, and really just follow the script. It's really the way we planned. There was a couple calls that come off of that were called earlier, and it's just it's the trust that you have in your quarterback and the belief you have in your receivers to win a one-on-one. So good protection. We've got the man coverage that we were anticipating. Jordy ran an excellent route, and we were able to convert it. So it was a big play, probably the biggest play in the game for us.
Also another big day for Jermon Williams. Is it just his health now good to the point where it's letting him make plays now?
I agree with that. I think Tremont is definitely getting back to himself. He went through a 4 or 5 week period. He was in a lot of pain. So he's had a big day today with the interceptions and just such a gifted athlete and the ability to go up and get the football. So I thought Tremont played well.
Was one long touchdown run
No, I mean, really, their touchdown didn't really affect the way, you know, I was calling the game. It's just the way they played their defense against our offense was really I focused on. But we were in command of the game, 14-0, when they did have the long touchdown run. I think he broke six tackles on the play. So we started fast on defense. Some things fundamentally that we need to correct. But, you know, we got a fast week, and we have Monday's performance, this performance, and we just got to give them a little more consistency there.
Like you said before, you don't really acknowledge what this team can be until you get to double digits. You're there now. Is that more clarity about where this team can go or be? Or
double digits win with the same number, 11. Just made that up. But anyways, no, I think it definitely sets the path. I mean, when you get to 10 wins, I mean, you can start forecasting out to your goals. And our first goal is to win a division. So, I mean, do the math. But, you know, this is the third game of our third quarter. That's what really will be our focus this week. It's our last division game on the road. Division games, in a lot of cases, count as two games. So that's really what our focus is. But once you get to 10 wins, you can start to see that first goal in sight, and that first goal is a division championship. So obviously we're a number of wins away from that. So our focus is clearly on Detroit.
Mike, what kind of skills does BJ Raji have to where you trust him with the ball on the line like that?
Well, he's low to the ground. I wouldn't want to tackle him, so that's really the design of the play. But BJ is an excellent athlete. Has great feet. It's something we've been practicing since training camp. So I was actually just glad to get it finally called because, you know, I never seen him so much than, you know, standing next to me when we get inside the 5-yard line. So, but it's the right call for that play. And we've practiced it a lot, and he deserves that opportunity. We don't just give us opportunities. He has a unique skill set that fits that particular play.
Mike, I was going to say you guys scored more than 35, or you scored 35, and I said you scored more than 24 every game this year, and you won the game. But is the standard so high around here that you talked about the disappointing fundamentals or whatever? Is that the standard that's been set here?
No, that's the only way we know how. We grade the tape today no different than we did 6 years ago. You have to take every play. You have to grade it, and you got to stay consistent as a teacher. And our players expect that. And frankly, we've been doing this a long time. Trust me, they've already done it. You know, they know what's expected, and they know how the grading system goes. So it's about fundamentals, especially when the temperature goes down. You know, sometimes tackling aiming point goes up, and we tackle too high sometimes today. So that's what we have to, you know, we got to stay focused on that. And we'll do team tackling, you know, Tuesday in our practice like we do every week. So we spend a lot of time emphasizing the fundamentals because that's what we believe the game comes down to. I mean, we were not as crisp in the areas of fundamentals today as we need to.
Did you get a chance to watch Mike Neal much?
No, I didn't. I didn't really get to focus on Mike.